The latest export statistics were released last week. South Korea stood out as the largest growth market for U.S. beef exports. This represents quite a turnaround from a year ago, and U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region, Joel Haggard, talks about the media imaging campaign which helped U.S. beef in that market.
We couldn't sell the product. We couldn't get the product in one supermarket. So what do? We need to invest some resources to restore our image. We needed to touch all sectors of the channel and reach out to consumers. So we talked to consumers, focus group interviews. A couple of points that came out after talking to a number of consumers in a number of focus groups. We need to abolish the negative image of BSE in the factory farm. We need to show the U.S. industry commitment, preferably from the producer. And there was a receptivity by consumers to a message which was incorporating something like, someone like me. I'm in the United States. I'm a producer, but I'm kind of like you. I have a family. I have kids. I care about the safety of the food I eat. These were some of the touch points. And we knew we didn't have to just address consumers. We had to address the channel holders because restaurants weren't taking the product either. So we had to address the channel holders as well.
Korea overtook Japan and Egypt to become the number three volume market for U.S. beef, increasing 66% over last year's pace, while Korea is fourth largest in terms of value behind Mexico, Canada, and Japan, increasing 94% over last year. Haggard said the commercial campaign is now over, and they have now set up tasting booths in stores.
All the analysis shows that if you get them in the store tasting it, your chances of selling it is much higher. Let them taste the product, let them taste the quality, let them refamiliarize themselves with the product that they've shunned for 6 or 7 years.
For more information on this and other programs, log on to usmef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.